and put her thin, bismuth-whitened hands on her daughter's head. "Happy," she echoed. "I'm only happy, Sybil, when I see you act. You must not think of anything but your acting. Mr. Isaacs has been very good to us, and we owe him money." The girl looked up and pouted. "Money, mother?" she cried. "What does money matter? Love is more than money." "Mr. Isaacs has advanced us £50 to pay off our debts and to get a proper outfit for James. You must not forget that, Sybil. £50 is a very large sum. Mr. Isaacs has been most considerate."
"He is not a gentleman, mother, and I hate the way he talks to me," said the girl, rising to her feet and going over to the window.
"I don't know how we could manage without him.